Lesson 18. Grace. Principle 6 says, evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Matthew 5:7, happy are the merciful. And verse 9, happy are the peacemakers. In step 9 we read, we made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And Matthew 5:23-24 says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar, and first go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Think about it. To complete Principle 6, we must make our amends, make restitution, offer our forgiveness, but most of all, we must receive and model the freely given gift of grace given to us by Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 say, my grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you. So I am very happy to brag about my weakness, and then Christ's power can live in me. For this reason I am happy when I have weaknesses, insults, hard times, sufferings, and all kinds of troubles for Christ. Because when I am weak, then I am truly strong. The G in grace stands for God's gift. Grace cannot be bought or earned. It is a freely given gift by God to you and me. When we complete Principle 6, we are to offer our amends and forgiveness and expect nothing back. Romans 3:24, all need to be made right with God by His grace, which is a free gift. They need to be made free from sin through Jesus Christ. And 1 Peter 1:13 says, prepare your minds for service and have self-control. All your hope should be for the gift of grace that will be yours when Jesus Christ is shown to you. The R in grace stands for received. Received by our faith. We cannot work our way into heaven. Only by professing our faith in Christ as our Saviour can we experience His grace and have eternal life. It is only through our faith in Christ that we can find the strength and courage needed for us to make our amends and offer our forgiveness. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. It's not by works, so that no one can boast. Romans 5:2 says, through whom, Jesus, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The A in grace stands for accepted. We are accepted by God's love. God loved us while we were still sinning. Grace is the love that gives, that loves the unlovely and the unlovable. We can love others because God first loved us, and we can also forgive others because God first forgave us. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne where there is grace. There we can receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it. And Matthew 6:12, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Matthew 6:14, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The C in grace stands for Christ. It is Christ who paid the price. Jesus loves us so much that he died on the cross so that all our sins, all our wrongs are forgiven. He paid the price and sacrificed himself for us so that we may be with him forever. We also need to sacrifice our pride and our selfishness. We must speak the truth in love and focus on our part in making amends or offering forgiveness. Galatians 2:21 says, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. And Ephesians 1:7, in Christ we are set free by the blood of his death, and so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace! Finally, the E in grace stands for everlasting. It is an everlasting gift. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, God's gift of grace is forever. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. And 2 Thessalonians 2:16, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. God loved us, and through his grace he gave us a good hope and encouragement that continues forever. Now you are ready to start modelling God's grace by working Principle 6. Number 1. Take the names of the individuals that you listed on your amends list. Number 2. Highlight the ones that you can take care of immediately. Number 3. Review them one more time with your sponsor or accountability partner to ensure that making an amends or offering your forgiveness to the individual would not injure them or another. Number 4. Pray, asking God to show you the right time to make the amends or offer your forgiveness. Read the Principle 6b verses on page 57. Number 5. Develop a plan for making amends to those on your list that you cannot make immediately. If someone on your list has died, or you cannot locate him or her, you can write the person a letter and share it with your support team. Here's a prayer for Principle 6b. Dear God, thank you for your love, for your freely given grace. Help me to model your ways when I make my amends to those I have hurt and offer my forgiveness to those who have injured me. Help me to set aside my selfishness and speak the truth in love. I pray that I would focus only on my part, my responsibility in the issue. I know that I can forgive others because you first forgave me. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Write about it. Question 1. How has Jesus Christ used your weaknesses and turned them into strengths? Question 2. How can you receive God's gift of grace? Question 3. How can you model God's gift of grace in making your amends? Question 4. In what ways have you experienced God's grace in your recovery? Question 5. God loved and accepted us while we were still sinners. It tells us that in Ephesians 2:5. How can you model that acceptance to those to whom you need to offer forgiveness or to make amends? Question 6. In Principle 6, we are not trying to get even. Christ paid the price for all of our wrongs. What does speaking the truth in love mean to you? Question 7. Why is it important that you focus only on your part in making an amends or offering forgiveness? Finally, question 8. List some of the things that God has shown you through working Principle 6. Here are the Principle 6b verses that we referred to earlier. Matthew 5:23-24. So, if you are standing before the altar in the temple, offering a sacrifice to God, and suddenly remember that a friend has something against you, leave your sacrifice there beside the altar, and go and apologize and be reconciled to him, and then come and offer your sacrifice to God. 1 John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, but keeps on hating his brother, he is a liar. For if he doesn't love his brother, who is right there in front of him, how can he love God, whom he has never seen? Luke 6:35. Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them, and don't be concerned about the fact that they won't repay. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as sons of God, for he is kind to the unfaithful and unthankful and to those who are very wicked. Matthew 5:43-44. There is a saying, love your friends and hate your enemies, but I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In Romans 12:17-18, never pay back evil for evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honest, clear through. Don't quarrel with anyone. Be at peace with everyone, just as much as possible. Finally, Romans 13:8. Pay all your debts except the debt of love for others. Never finish paying that, for if you love them, you will be obeying all of God's laws and fulfilling all his requirements.